Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I want to come to you, amen, this morning because I had a dream. Amen. Praise God. And it's more like a vision. And God showed me the world map. And it wasn't laid out like the globe, but it was, you know, flat, where as if you hung one on the wall, well, you could see the entire world. And in it, I was in the spirit, amen, praise God, and I could see everything. Amen. All the nations, I could see them, and they were over in the Middle East and around in that area. They were going to war, amen, nations against nations. I didn't see America in that segment at that time. But America will go into war and fight some battles, but I didn't see it. But those foreign countries, those different nations over in the Middle East and other areas, it was war. It's going to be, you know, war. You're going to hear about war. More now than you heard in the past. You're going to hear about more armies taking over the governments and dealing with issues because they feel that the government has failed them like they did with Turkey here not too long ago. Well, Jesus went out, amen, praise God, and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, thou shalt these, amen, praise God, not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Amen, praise God. And he also said, amen, for many shall come in my name. I'm at the fifth verse. Read like this here because of my eyes. You know, I told you I did have the LASIK did on my eyes, but I still can't see as well, so I go on anyway because I'm a prophetess for the nation. And now I've been listening to me long enough to know my voice and when I can see good and when I can't see good. So I have a little small print Bible that I'm reading out of. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We got all of these false teachers and all of these old various areas where they're coming from that some of them believe that they are Christ and try to perform some of the duties that Christ has performed as far as miracles and signs and wonders. If that's not your assignment, don't do it. They had a man over in Africa, and I don't know what this man's church was, but he had a way of thinking that he didn't either fast long enough or pray long enough. And he had told him that it was going to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he lit a fire in the church to show them that they was going to escape, nothing was going to happen to them. So he got out gasoline or something, diesel or something similar to that, and he poured it all around him, and he lit a match. And when he lit the match, the whole area of the pulpit caught on fire. He caught on fire first, then the pulpit, and 21 people that tried to assist him, they caught on fire, and they burnt to the crisp. The other portion of the people that were in the church, they escaped, but the whole church burnt down just because he said he was a prophet and just because he thought he could do certain things. Yes, prophets and prophetess are allowed to do certain things, but strictly by the will of God. You just can't do them because you can do them, because you end up killing yourself as well as others. Well, Jesus spoke this prophecy, and he spoke, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We are in end time. We're not at the end as yet, but it's quickly approaching us. It's coming, amen, to pass. And whenever you hear of a prophet or prophetess telling you something, amen, praise God. One thing you need to do, if you know that they're accurate, you need to listen to what prophet is saying, because God has sent them as a mouthpiece in the earth realm. And because of this, we need to be attentive to it. You know, a lot of things could be avoided if we have the right prophet or prophetess in the office holding it, and the right preacher or teacher, evangelist, or whatever, and whoever is assigned to those people, if they will only allow them to preach and teach the truth and then wait upon it, begin to believe in what God is saying, and make preparations. I don't know about you, but I believe this, like I told them, you know, about the actions of Donald Trump and then about what the blacks are going to go through. Well, that's obvious. Before he got into the office, a lot of stuff began to happen, and in the whole office, a lot of stuff is going to be happening with the black people, but also other races. But the black people have been targeted for many years, and I told everybody what God said. But we as the body of Christ need to understand that Jesus spoke this. He was the prophet of the hour, and he heard, and we heard from him in the word that there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. Amen. Praise God. So we know that we got to really buckle down to stand before the Lord and being faithful to him, because things are going to come over in the Middle East. ISIS took and killed up 20 women, burnt them alive because they would not have sex with them. And so much, you know, we hear about a little attack here and a little attack there, and America's been getting some of these small attacks. Eventually they will begin to experience more attacks than ever before. And over in the Middle East, over in those nations, those countries, people are going to, you're going to hear it on the news, about wars within the infrastructure, wars within the nation itself, and nations fighting against nations. Jesus also let us know for many reasons there are going to be earthquakes and famine and pestilence in diverse places all over the world. I've spoken that in prophecy for many years, and then all these are the beginning of sorrows. We're getting ready to go into more sorrow than ever before. It's already hit where you can't even live in your own country. Those people that have been placed in positions where they have now refugees can't go put back to their own nation. And I also told you about, you know, within a 100-year span or more, America is already a mixed multitude, as well as some of the other nations, but it's going to be where the American white man is not going to be the American solid, American white man in his origin. Is going to be a mixed race. They're going to be mixed, as well as the blacks. It's a whole new generation that's getting ready to come up. But as for us and what our assignment are in this era, we need to understand that through all of these various things that are going to come into the earth realm, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. All these are the beginning of sorrows, like Jesus said. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. He's talking to Israel. Amen. Praise God. Jerusalem. Amen. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. These things are happening now as Jesus spoke it 2,000 years ago. They're happening now. Nations rising against nations, hatred, betrayal like never before in the government sector. Nobody can even imagine all the crooked, wicked things that are happening in the government itself with, amen, leaders that we're supposed to be looking up to carry us and support us and to direct us. They can't do it because they are, for one thing, self-gain, doing things that they're not big enough stand up to when they do it. So they go around and make havoc and mobilize than never before. But war is coming to these nations. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to hear more about them, you know, over, amen, in the Middle East and around and there. These nations are going to be fighting more than ever before, against themselves and against other nations. It's going to happen. You're going to hear more about it in the news. But remember, you heard it from a person that is reputable. Everything I have told people have came to pass, and everything that I've given from Clinton all the way through President Barack Obama, amen, has been accurate. And if they would speak up, tell you that I did address them, and I addressed them in letters. Look for the news to speak about more events that's going to occur. We need to get God in our lives like never before, because he's real. Jesus is real. This is not a game. And if we don't have him, amen, praise God, to walk us through this stuff, we're going to be in a lot of trouble because the devil is the one that's trying to form this one world government. Have a wonderful day.